You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
At the political conventions, the speeches are long, the ceremony scripted, and the Democrats did not depart from the ritual in Charlotte this week. But the messages are terse, punchy, and short.
We, the women of the Senate,
that a young woman,
damaged economy,
working families,
pro-education, Pell Grant funding,
good schools,
our small businesses,
protects the middle class,
affordable health care.
Thank a worker. It'll make you feel good all day.
You get the idea. In this era of keyword searches and Googling, you can get some tantalizing but possibly meaningless stats from the convention rhetoric. For instance, our partner, The New York Times, took a tally of some words based on analysis of transcripts from the Federal News Service. Women, we heard that 213 times. Health, 111 times. Not surprising. Middle class, 145 times. Beat out God, only 66 times. Jobs, 235 times. Work, 343 times. How many times did they use the word the? Well, we don't want to know that. Of course, you did not hear, however, guns. Zero mentions of that. Syria, zero mentions of that. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. We put him on assignment here to really find some people who heard omissions and were kind of upset about it. Todd, what'd you find?
Yeah, John, well, just like we did down in Tampa for the Republicans, I took to the floor of the convention and to some of the annexes around the convention to ask the party faithful about some of the things they didn't hear, some of the things they wanted to hear, some of the things that were missing. Listen to this.
I'm actually very surprised how little we've heard about voting rights.
The greenhouse gas emission reductions, I would certainly like to see more of it discussed.
Obama supports everyone building small businesses. I just want Democrats to get that message across.
He talks about the environment, but not enough.
It still does not help us at all with these young people having all these guns.
I think there needs to be more focus on DOMA.
Climate change, nobody wants to even use those words anymore.
Although the president did mention climate change, I was actually a little surprised in his speech last night. But it is a pretty long list there, Todd.
It is. And it's not that the president or anybody didn't mention any of those things at all. It was just that people thought that these things were really underemphasized. And you heard climate change at the end there. Environmental issues was one I heard a lot about, John. A lot of convention goers said, you know, this used to be a major platform of the Democratic Party. Global warming, climate change, sure. But renewable energy, solar, yeah, we heard a little bit about it. People talked about it, but nobody's really talking about these things in a substantial way. I talked to a fellow named Sarir Ranadeh. He's an environmental activist from Seattle, John. He thought that maybe the experience over Solyndra had maybe cowed Democrats away from talking about renewable energy in a significant way. Listen.
Yeah, well, I think Solyndra, that whole issue has become so badly just talked about, and the mention of it, a lot of people don't unfortunately have the opportunity to look into it and to understand.
The whole solar issue tarred with that bad Solyndra brush there. I think that that delegate there is onto something.
Yeah, I think so, too. Solyndra has really been some effective Republican messaging. But renewable energy was mentioned once or twice. So was climate change. But, John, you mentioned it before. You know what wasn't mentioned at all, almost anywhere in the whole convention? Gun control.
And, you know, that's shocking because of the number of shootings that really took place in the weeks leading up to both of these conventions.
Not only that, the irony didn't escape anybody that I talked to that Gabrielle Giffords, the former congresswoman from Arizona, the one who was shot and nearly died, was part of the proceedings last night at the convention, gave the Pledge of Allegiance to a lot of tears and applause in the room. You're right, John, a couple of major events, tragic shootings in the news. Often in our political culture, we react to events like that with calls for gun control. That seems to be over in this political time. Bruce Ballister is an economic development planner in Tallahassee, Florida. And John, I spoke to him and a couple of other Florida delegates about why the gun issue is just completely off the table. And I think we got something interesting here.
It's just such an unpopular thing. And the NRA is so powerful. It is a swing vote for hundreds of thousands of gun owners who pay the $25 a year thing for their NRA window sticker.
And a lot of them are in North Carolina, Nevada, Virginia, Ohio.
Exactly, and Florida. There's a lot of deer hunters in Florida that they think, well, the first thing they're going to go for is my 30-round clip. Next thing you know, they're going to go for my 30-06.
That's so interesting. So guns and fighting the NRA is not perceived by the Democrats as a winner in this swing state battle.
especially not with independents or swing voters driving this entire thing. That narrow slice, that 5% of voters that everybody thinks is actually going to turn the tide in this election. And there was another issue similar to that, too. It's not that you didn't hear it mentioned, but you didn't hear it mentioned enough for a lot of delegates that I talked to, especially minorities. That's the issue of voting rights, or what they see as voter suppression, these voter ID laws throughout the nation. Sure, you heard it mentioned by a couple of people. Bill Clinton mentioned it in passing in his speech. But I talked to a lot of delegates who thought this is really, really important. And we haven't heard major speeches, major statements on the floor about this. Listen to Cheryl Lang. She's an educational recruiter from the inner city in Philly.
All of these laws that have been pushed through recently about voter ID, that's a major issue in Pennsylvania. And I don't think I've heard anything about that.
Voter timing is a major issue in Ohio. We've also seen a lot of this in the South. You know, I'm wondering if there's a palpable fear in Charlotte, or was this week, that this election may be headed towards a kind of replay of 2000, in that there are going to be a lot of technical close votes, procedural issues, and that this whole voter ID thing sets up for a protracted post-election nightmare.
Well, ever since 2000, as you know, thousands of lawyers manned thousands of polling stations ready to claim malfeasance if their candidate loses by even a couple of votes. So don't be surprised, Sean.
All right. So take us forward. We're done with the conventions. It's now debate time. I mean, that's the next big event. What do you think the likelihood is that any of these issues are going to be mentioned in the debates?
Well, they might be. Environmental issues might come up once or twice. I doubt gun control. Here's one issue that didn't come up to the consternation of a lot of delegates, John. President Obama's drone policy overseas, targeted assassinations in the global war on terror. National security will certainly come up in the debates. And a lot of liberals in President Obama's own party were livid that not a single mention of his drone policy took place in the convention.
I'm going to guess that Mitt Romney mentioned Solyndra as well. Todd, thanks so much.
My pleasure, John.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, hanging down there in Charlotte, covering the Democratic National Convention for us, covering all the conventions for us at The Takeaway. Thanks, Todd.
Sure thing.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.